For the first time in more than a decade, the Frist Center for the Visual Arts is putting together a major exhibition of Islamic art. Organizers hope it'll widen Tennesseans' conception of art from the Muslim world. The exhibition, called Ink, Silk, and Gold, has been 3 years in the making. It includes more than 100 works from the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston.
One of the things one comes away with is the recognition is there's really no such thing as Islamic art.
Susan Edwards is the Frist director. She says the exhibition includes works from the 8th century to the present, and from Spain all the way to Indonesia. The art is religious and secular, and ranges from poetry to design.
So it really does enrich our understanding of the breadth and depth of this culture.
The Frist last did an exhibition of Islamic art in 2003. This show comes at a time when some have begun to worry about Muslims' influence in Tennessee. There's been a debate over whether to even teach middle schoolers the religion's basic tenets.
I think it's become something that is more top of mind now than when we began organizing this exhibition. And so it's really important for us to learn what we're talking about here.
The exhibition opens Friday with a lecture from curator Laura Weinstein. It runs until January. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.